one that can see.
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
Society.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
Free society.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Doug Michael Truth Podcast. This is Doug. Nice to be spending time with you again. And as always, thank you for spending your time with me. The title for this presentation is Cultural Marxist Ideological Subversion. And you know, everything is contorted. Everything is twisted around, distorted, and then sold back to you. Everything is warped into a decrepit form and offered up for mass consumption. Fabian Marxist propaganda has set its hooks firmly within the minds of large numbers of people, even the young, and they aren't even aware of it. They have taken the divide and rule bait. They have embraced warped ideologies and have very little basic understanding of history or even what is occurring all around them. They are locked within the technotronic control grid and remain blissfully unaware, enslaved like prisoners to the mechanized digital godhead. Powerful people have infiltrated American and Western culture with Marxist ideologies, and we need to really begin to become aware of this and how it's been achieved. Psychology is used as a weapon, and the consortium's agents that operate behind the thrones of power are absolute experts at manipulating human consciousness through propaganda, crowd psychology, language, symbolism, education, media, and various other methods. Yuri Bezmenov was a Soviet agent who worked for the KGB and defected to Canada in the 1970s. He came forward giving lectures and interviews concerning the Soviet subversion of the American political system. He explains that the primary method of Marxist infiltration used by the KGB was not in espionage, but in psychological warfare. We can refer to these methods as perceptual sedition. It's a war on the very consciousness. The mind is the battlefield. This is how the consortium operates. It's a cognitive battle, a perceptual game of psychological manipulation. Once your eyes are opened, you can see it everywhere, and the truly amazing thing is that you will be thought of as a lunatic for simply seeing the obvious. This is how comprehensive the mind manipulation is. Masses of people will defend utter illusions, many times to the death. Ideological subversion consists of four key components: demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and normalization. I'd like to examine all four of these tenets for the sake of this presentation, but with specific focus and emphasis on demoralization. Demoralization is defined as 1. To deprive a person or persons of spirit, courage, discipline, etc. To destroy the morale of. 2. To throw a person into disorder or confusion, to bewilder. And 3. To corrupt or undermine the morals of. So, we can think of this as an attack on the moral ideals of a society, a contortion of values, if you will. Respect for your elders? Gone. Manners and politeness? Gone. Compassion, care, kindness? Flush all of that right down the toilet. You see it, right? I know that you do. This attitude of indifference will always lead to cultural collapse, as history has proven again and again, over and over, throughout the blood-splattered corridors of time. Where do you suppose that we are within this repeating cycle? One needs only to be barely conscious to see the demoralization that has taken hold in this country. What would never have been tolerated and accepted just a decade or two ago is perfectly acceptable these days. Moral relativism runs rampant, and every sick and depraved cultural meme and ideology is paraded right in front of us and in many cases accepted as normal. A case in point is the recent push by certain groups to normalize pedophilia. Yes, you heard that correctly. There's an organization that exists called the Prevention Project that has relabeled pedophiles as, quote, minor attracted persons. They even have different terminology for which type of pedophile a person is, whether they are attracted to infants, prepubescent kids, or postpubescent children. Look, this is happening whether you like it or not and whether or not you are even aware of it. If you are aware, what I would suggest is within your own consciousness, withdraw your consent from anything that insults the spirit. Stand up within your own being and reject evil. For those who are just clueless but decent people, educate them if you can. If they are too far gone to even wrap their heads around the truth of what is occurring, then plant a seed and move on. What else can you do? If they don't have the fortitude and courage to face things as they are, then they will fall and there's nothing you could do about it. It's very sad indeed, but there are many casualties in this war. It's sad, but it's true. Organizations of pedophiles want to be welcomed into the LGBTQ community. They want to be accepted, and groups like the Prevention Project supports them in their endeavors. You can bet your life that consortium-controlled front organizations will provide funding to push this agenda as part of the cultural subversion that's infiltrated this country and much of the Western world as well. Look at what's happening in much of Europe right now. Men are being marginalized and completely pussified, and it's accepted with very little protest. It's happening here too, but Americans and Europeans alike refuse to see it. Hand your children over to the mind doctors. Their very consciousness is being raped, their very spirit imprisoned. It's as if some sort of collective denial has taken hold of the mass consciousness. Well, let me ask you, what happens when the men of a nation become emasculated and turned into little metrosexual spineless bimbos? They will be too coerced and too afraid to stand up against tyranny, and they will let the government take their children and twist their perceptions, and they will remain too stupefied to be any of the wiser. Well, that's where we are. And to those few of you that can actually see it, I understand your frustration. Truly, I do. I get it. And you should feel angry and frustrated. Hell, if you're not pissed off and frustrated, you might want to check and see if you still have a pulse. The same group of Fabians, bankers, and corporate oligarchs financed the neo-feminist movement and the social justice bullshit, and it's all designed to infiltrate and overthrow a nation, and unfortunately, it's been very successful. We're done here, unless we make a conscious decision to create something new. At this point, because most are so dumbed down and so comprehensively clueless, nothing short of cataclysm will shake their cognitive chains to the ground. Personal responsibility is just so much more difficult than being a pampered little slave, don't you know? I will never understand the lack of desire for true freedom and sovereignty, the denial of will, instead of embracing self-ownership. I just don't understand that, and I never will. Well, you know, fuck it. Feed and water me and provide for my creature comforts. Give me my booze, drugs, sports, my sex, my TV, my external stimuli, my fucking distractions. I will willingly kiss the devil on the tongue. Her poison tastes so sweet, but there's a price to pay, and it's a heavy price. Your slavery comes with many enticing rewards that satiate the senses, but is it worth it? Only individuals can decide that for themselves. If you want to allow someone else to make that choice, the outcome will always and inevitably lead to slavery. The conundrum is that people are all too happy being slaves, and moreover, they don't even know that they are slaves. Many people in very high positions of power, including within the Vatican and Hollywood, are pedophiles, so watch this agenda unfold. It already is. The sickest and most depraved amongst us have the power to push this, and if the people just blindly accept this, then they deserve to fall, and they will. If you don't have the courage and the balls to stand up and speak out against evil, then what else would you expect? And if you don't, then fuck you. Yeah, that's right, fuck you. You're the enemy. Tolerance is a good thing, but certain things should never be tolerated. Where is the line in the sand? The fact that there is a push for the normalization of pedophilia should have people up in arms. However, care has been so bred out of the majority that they just turn a blind eye to the destruction of their country, remaining blissfully content in their slumber. What gets me is that they think they are going to skate through life unscathed while they cling onto willful ignorance, but the truth is that they will pay a hefty price for their complete lack of concern. The hammer is going to come down hard. Brace yourself. Get ready for it. And before I continue on, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this. I don't sit around and try to conjure up ways that I could be offensive to anyone. Okay? I just call things as I see them, and I make no apologies for it. Okay? Here's another piece of truth. If a person can look at a child, a baby, and have a sexual attraction, they're a fucking sicko. Understand? They have a mental disorder, and if they want to do society a favor, they should volunteer for chemical castration, not try to be accepted as normal. They're not normal. They're depraved and sick. If my politically incorrect language offends anyone, then so be it. I don't care. You can be just as offended as you choose to be. That's another issue that needs to be addressed. All of this politically correct bullshit. Since when does a person have a right to not be offended? The whole thing is ridiculous. Get over it, you little wuss. Have you noticed that people will find anything to get offended about? They want to create or join movements to force acceptance or to change the language, and this is another prime example of the subversion that has taken place. They are lost and completely ego-driven. We need legislation to force people to use gender-neutral pronouns so that they don't get offended. Well, what if I just call you a fucking asshole? Would you be less offended? I didn't mention gender because I really don't care how you identify. I'll tell you what, jackass. I identify as a Fender Stratocaster. No, wait. Better yet, I identify as a helicopter, and I demand that you use only neutral, helicopter-friendly pronouns when you address me. I want the government to pass legislation that protects helicopter-identified people. Now, in today's climate, I could probably win a court case claiming discrimination against my right to identify as a helicopter. It would most certainly make the news media, and we could celebrate another mockery. They got your kids. Do you understand this? They have our children. They've taken over their minds through the educational establishments, and now college campuses all over the Western world have the kids absolutely propagandized and brainwashed, and for those who refuse to see this, that refuse to stand up and speak out, they deserve what they get. They've enslaved your children, and you were too blind to see it or too much of a coward to stand up against it, so go ahead and let your kids become cannon fodder for the system, the very same one that enslaved you. You want an idea for a solution? Homeschool your kids. For goodness sake, stop letting the government twist their minds with Marxism. Step up and be responsible and stop making excuses. Freedom does not come easily, and it's never handed to you on a silver platter. When you send your little ones to the government indoctrination centers, how many vaccines are they required to get before they are even allowed into the brainwashing facility? What is it these days? 20? 30? As a brief aside, do you realize that your children are being injected with nanotechnology? It's also being sprayed in chemtrails all over the planet. The psyche, the physical vessel, and the spirit of a child is murdered. And we allow it. Government knows best, right? What the fuck is wrong with human beings? You can believe all that you want to, that going out and voting will make any difference at all, that you will ever affect any sort of positive change by using the system itself to try and change anything, but ultimately, this whole voting thing is kind of like masturbation. In the end, you're only fucking yourself. You're voting for your jailer, your enslaver. They don't represent you. They represent the corporations, the lobbyists, the Zionists, and the bankers. How is it that so few people in today's world understand that it's the same force, the same behind-the-scenes players that control both sides of the equation? And they call you a lunatic for pointing out the obvious. They are caught within perceptual illusions, and by God, they will defend those false realities with tenacity, sometimes with violence. You are at once an enemy if you dare to challenge the consensus perceptual reality. You're a threat. You're a fly in the ointment. Well, keep doing that. Make waves. Rock the boat. Be that disturbance. The world needs rebels, damn it. Let me tell you what needs to be transcended if humanity ever even has a chance of any semblance of freedom. Money, religion, and government. I would suggest that these are the three things that enslave us the most. And if you still have invested faith into any one of them, then you have some serious work to do. Inner work. Conscious advancement. Perceptual expansion. Do it. Walk the road willingly, see the illusion for what it is, and let the lie crumble. Walk in the fire. It's amazing, you know, the kids go into massive debt to go out into a world of ever-shrinking opportunity, and they pay through their nose for their own brainwashing. Public schools and colleges have become indoctrination centers for Fabian Marxism, and so many don't even have a clue what Marxism even is. It's astounding to me. Marxist philosophy is the basis of communism, and this twisted ideology put into practice has seen hundreds of millions of people put to death and slaughtered all over the planet, and now this disease has taken root in the Western world. We've got people preaching this fucked up philosophy and professors shoving it down your children's throats in schools and colleges, and no one seems to be any the wiser. But I'm just a mad, crazy, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist simply for pointing out what is blatantly obvious. If you don't see the sickness, it's because you deliberately and willingly choose not to, because you're scared. Now, it's okay to be afraid, but come on, don't let that fear cripple you. Your freedom is at stake. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, let's push some hot buttons now, shall we? Shall we push some hot buttons? Yeah, let's do it. The whole transgender thing is another example of this cultural subversion. How can anyone for a moment think that there isn't an agenda behind this? The idea is to demoralize and create conflict, and it's working rather well. The consortium and their sycophantic underlings attack the children, and no one seems to notice or care in the slightest. A culture or a society will fall into decay morally, socially, and spiritually in direct proportion to what it's willing to put up with. Regarding all of this silly transgender, pangender, non-gender, or whatever the fuck, let's just look at this in simple biological terms, just for a moment. Let's restore some sanity to the equation here. Now listen carefully, guys and girls. Here's your biology lesson for the day. All sexuality aside, it's quite simple, but pay close attention because apparently growing numbers of people fail to understand this. If you have a dick and balls, you're a dude. If you have a vagina and breasts, you're a lady. Okay? Okay. Now, if you're gay or bisexual, transsexual, asexual, pansexual, whatever, that has no bearing on physical biology. So, all of this crap with gender-neutral pronouns and this manipulation of the language is just absolutely stupid. It's friggin' ridiculous. Now, on a spiritual level, if you like, I don't identify who I am with the physical vessel. The way that I see it, I am my spirit, I am my consciousness, which is beyond gender. In fact, I think that spirit is a perfectly blended balance of the feminine and masculine aspects of nature and creation. However, in this particular incarnation, I just so happen to have been born into a male body, a masculine expression. That's just nature. All of this whining about gender is just another distraction and another inversion to confuse the young ones. It's hyper over-identification with the physical, and it neglects the spiritual. Mission accomplished, I suppose. The consortium are contortionists. They distort, twist, and contort reality and perceptions. Their twisted ideologies are like a cancer and a parasite on this world and on everything that it means to be human, and your kids are their primary targets. In a 1984 interview with G. Edward Griffin, Yuri Bezmenov, the KGB agent I mentioned earlier, stated this regarding demoralization. He said, "What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who is demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camps, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crushes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragedy of the situation of demoralization." Now, of course, just like anyone else who has ever tried to warn people, this man's words have fallen upon deaf ears. It's like some sort of quirk within human psychology that can't accept the painful truth if it upsets the perceptual comfort zone. I have always been intrigued by that. Founded in 1884, the Fabian Society came into existence with the purpose of restructuring society and abolishing ownership of private property. Its entire philosophy is based on communist Marxist ideals. It also set out to infiltrate the existing political parties and to advance its heavy socialistic one-world agenda. The Society's goal was to infiltrate key areas such as government education, and it has been wildly successful. Two people that figured prominently in the early organization of the Fabians were Sidney Webb and the playwright George Bernard Shaw, who eventually became the organization's most prominent pamphleteer. The Society was named after the Roman general Fabius, who used what is called gradualism to wear down his enemies. This strategy was adopted by the Fabians to gradually work their agenda into existence. Now, this is how the consortium operates. They play chess very patiently through incrementalism. The Fabians are Marxists, but their tactics vary in that Marxism advocates quick and violent revolution, whereas Fabian Marxism employs the technique of incrementalism to slowly and methodically advance their goals. The two main symbols of the Fabians are a wolf in sheep's clothing and the image of two men hammering the world on an anvil. An inscription above the image reads, "Remold it nearer to the heart's desire." Now, the Fabians also use the symbol of a tortoise because the turtle is slow and steady, but he wins the race. The British Labour Party, the London School of Economics, and International Court of Justice all sprang from the Fabian Society. The Fabians also played a key role in the formation of the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and other organizations. The organization is opposed to individual freedom and private ownership. Again, they infect cultures with communist Marxism. The Fabian Society gave birth to the Common Purpose Movement, whose aim was to infiltrate British systems of government and promote mass immigration into Europe as part of the New World Order agenda. Following the destruction of Libya by US and NATO forces, we have seen an exponential increase in immigration into many areas in Europe. The plan is to destabilize the region by creating a clash of cultures, an engineered cultural war, and it's working. Fabian Marxist socialism has penetrated into such nations as India, Nigeria, Pakistan, and many others, and in such places, Fabian philosophy has led to state control of trade, communications, transportation, and big industry. We also see this unfolding in the Western world, and the entire U.S. educational system was conceived, promulgated, and set into motion by Fabian socialists. John Dewey, a Fabian socialist, was considered the father of American education and was an admitted democratic socialist. Dewey and his Fabian cohorts had tremendous influence in what has become modern education. He played a major role in teacher training and the development of curriculums which would be used to infiltrate the educational establishments with Fabian propaganda. Their success speaks for itself when we examine the current educational statistics. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you've heard me say this before, but for the sake of this presentation, it definitely bears repeating here. 32 million American adults are illiterate. 21% of Americans operate on only a fifth grade level of reading and comprehension. That's basically the mind of a 10-year-old child. 19% of high school graduates cannot read or write. Well, how the fuck do they graduate? They just push them through the system. Off you go into the world, little Johnny, can't even read. Now, additionally, on top of those statistics, check this out. Additionally, 33% of high school graduates will never read another book for the rest of their lives. 42% of college graduates never read another book after college. 57% of new books are not read to completion. 70% of U.S. adults have not been in a bookstore in the past 5 years. And 80% of U.S. families did not buy or read a book last year. These are official statistics, and they're appalling. Some of them comes right from the U.S. Department of Education and the National Institute of Literacy. Now, one thing is certain, a nation of ignorant people will never be free. Dewey summed up the Fabian idea of creating a uniform collective herd when he claimed, "You can't make socialists out of individualists. Children who know how to think for themselves spoil the harmony of the collective society, which is coming, where everyone is interdependent." See, this is the mentality of the consortium, ladies and gentlemen, to create a collectivized herd or hive. The Fabians have unfortunately been very successful with their infiltration of Marxism into society, as can be witnessed within the current climate of educational establishments, complete with safe spaces, politically correct landscapes, and the massive push for neoliberalism that has infected universities and society in general. The neoliberals that blindly follow do not even realize that they have been indoctrinated with Marxist Fabian ideologies. The cognitive fortress of liberalism has taken root and has ensnared their minds within the chains of Marxism. A parallel pro-Marxist association of the Fabian Society was an organization known as the Milner Group, established in 1891 by Nathan Rothschild, Lord Alfred Milner, and Cecil Rhodes. This organization was bankrolled by powerful big money interests such as Lazard Brothers and Company, and had intimate connections with the Anglo-American banking establishment such as the Carnegie Trust and J.P. Morgan. The Fabians dominated the British labor movement, while the Milner Group operated primarily within liberal and conservative circles, but the two organizations were intimately connected. The consortium always controls both sides and places their agents in key positions of decision-making power. Both organizations maintained heavy connections to the news media. Now, the reason I mention the Fabians is because they are one of the main groups that were and still are behind the push to indoctrinate entire cultures with Marxist ideologies. This organization was extremely influential in many areas, and their agents have been placed before the public for decades. This particular organization is a major strand in the consortium's web of influence. Step two in the subversion process is destabilization. We can clearly witness numerous examples of this. I mentioned the migrant crisis in Europe, which has left many regions destabilized. It's an engineered cultural war that's being manipulated into place, leaving many areas in complete chaos. Currently, in America, the nation is divided over this last election of a political figurehead. Of course, the media has been complicit in the instigation of this divide and rule tactic. Elections are meaningless, so while the people fight and bicker over all of this manufactured nonsense, the same one-world agenda keeps unfolding. Then you have groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which are infiltrated with agitators to incite violence and agitate the herds. Billionaire globalists such as Soros provide the funding for such subversive organizations. Idiot Hollywood celebrities that haven't a clue publicly vilify the current CEO and either wittingly or not contribute to the divide and rule destabilization process. It would be so much more useful if they used their platform to explain to people how this game really works. That it's the same big money banking and corporate interests that control both parties, and that your vote means nothing. Along with the media, these neoliberals contribute to the problem. This country has never been so divided, and it's all over meaningless nonsense. I could sit here all day long pointing out the many ways in which destabilization is occurring, but I think you get the point. The next step is crisis, and again, we can go on and on with this one. The Las Vegas shooting, and all of the other false flag attacks that seem to keep amplifying in scope and frequency, or any number of events, all lead to the normalcy of tyranny. The 9/11 event set into motion open-ended wars and an absolute militarization of the police. Now that single event was the catalyst that changed everything and has pushed this country into what will eventually become a totalitarian superstate. A surveillance grid control structure has been erected all around us, and again, tyranny has become normalized, and so few even care in the slightest. The cultural subversion has worked in this country and in much of the Western world. The Pentagon cannot account for trillions and trillions of dollars, and I would suggest that much of the money gets funneled into black budget operations to develop technology that will be used to further enslave. AI and the 5G system is being rolled out, and the potential dangers of this technology is very serious. Now we have organizations that want to normalize pedophilia as just another sexual preference. Corruption and depravity have become normalized. How many people will turn a blind eye and just go on, oblivious, business as usual? Now it's reached the point that this agenda is right out in the open. It's no longer in the shadows, and still so few can even see it. Such is the power of psychological conditioning and cognitive programming. The solution lies in the individual's willingness to free their consciousness and deliberately withdraw their consent from all of this lunacy, to stop complying with their own enslavement. First, one must acknowledge the situation as it is and shift their perspective accordingly. In this final hour, it's beginning to look as if it may be too late. I still maintain a shred of hope that when push comes to shove, humanity may finally get it right, but again, it comes down to the individual's willingness to be a part of the solution, to dismantle their cognitive fortresses once and for all and step into the light of their true being and potential. There is no other way. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining me. I really appreciate you taking your time and listening with an open mind. Always, always greatly appreciated. Been nice to spend some time with you again. And if you'd like, if you go to the website on any given page, on the homepage, it's in the upper right, you'll see a little box that says newsletter. Now, I don't write newsletters. What that is essentially is alerts. So if you like, put in your email address, and anytime there's new content posted, you'll receive an email directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for once again spending your time with me. This is Doug Michael, and until next time, walk in peace.